The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 4 podcast.
Now, We Back Pat Week is well underway. We started the program with Dawn Staley talking about her relationship as a recruit, ultimately a competitor, and then a coaching comrade of Coach Summit. As some of you undoubtedly know by now, there's a major game tomorrow night in Knoxville. UConn coming to town. This used to be the definitive rivalry in college basketball. They often played twice a year, both nationally televised before such a thing was in vogue. And speaking of the Vols, 8-0 in SEC play on the as they get ready for the non-conference game tomorrow night. College game day there. The game on national television, and Coach Kelly Harper rejoins us. We talked to her a couple of months ago when we were in Knoxville. Coach, thanks as always for dropping by. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Well, I asked how you were. I'm sure after practice on the eve of a really big game, an important game, but you know this game all too well. What does it mean to have UConn in your building tomorrow night?
Well, it's an opportunity. You know, they're super talented. Everybody knows that. And you know, we have them at home, not in a COVID year, so we're going to have a great crowd on hand. And just, you know, we're going into it with a lot of excitement and, again, looking at it as an opportunity for our basketball team.
I know as a coach you have things to do, and you know, you don't have time like the rest of us to wax poetic about this rivalry and all the nuances of it, which you're well aware of. But it really was a rivalry that really helped bring a lot of attention at a time when college basketball, women's college basketball, did not get what it gets now. What do you remember about your first recollection of this rivalry?
Yeah, I think when I was here as an athlete, it was about the time this rivalry was peaking early, and we were able to, in my opinion, put together some really good basketball games, really elite level, competitive, with big personalities, with coaches on both sides of the court, and then players with big personalities. People tuned in, and I think where it really grew, it was not just women's basketball fans tuning in, it was the casual sports fan tuning into this game, and I think that's where we really grew the sport with this rivalry.
Not to take anything away from tomorrow night, but there was so much has been said about Coach Summit's relationship with Gino. Do you think it's, again, not to take you down that road, because books have been written about it, but do you remember much about, or did she talk much about that, or was that just a game, and she was as focused for that game as she was the one before it and the one after it?
You know, I think as a player, we just saw her focus being very consistent from game to game. And, you know, outside of us, I'm not sure how it went, but I know we were shielded pretty good. We knew it was a big rivalry game. I mean, how could you not? But also, we treated it very similar to every other game we played in terms of our preparation. And but, you know, you just knew there were going to be more eyes on this game. So it was a big deal.
So having said all that, and yes, there will be a lot of eyes on this game tomorrow night. I know you're probably going to treat it just like you said your mentor did, but you can't help but see and appreciate what tomorrow night means, though, to college basketball in general, specifically to your campus.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot going on. That's something we talked to our players about this week. There's just a lot. There's a little bit more attention. You have more media obligations just leading up to. But when it's time to go to practice, when it's time to go to shoot around, when it's time for the games, they're all the same. And we have to be locked in. We have to be focused just like any other game this year. And I hope that the consistency that we have from game to game, us wanting to be our best regardless of who we're playing, will help us in these big moments, because you just go back to what you're used to doing, what is natural for you, and where your comfort level is.
But I would also think, Coach, that, you know, when you're Tennessee, you're used to it anyway. Wherever you go, you're getting a lot of attention, you're getting focus, you're getting the fans' loudest years. I know UConn does that. They bring that. They bring out the best in your crowd and everybody else's crowd. But is it any more difficult to shut out that noise for tomorrow night as opposed to playing LSU or South Carolina or anyone else?
I think you're right. I think we get a lot of attention anyway, and it's something that we're accustomed to, so to speak. This one does feel a little different because of just the attention on campus. And, you know, I think that's where we're just asking our players to be mature and be able to, if you need to try to remove yourself from it, remove yourself. If you're going to enjoy it, enjoy all the hoopla. But as soon as it is time to go, we've got to be locked in. And, you know, that's where you hope your veterans really step up and carry any young ones through this game. And also, we have some older people that haven't been in this game, and they need to know what it's going to feel like.
Coach, I don't want to leave out your season. It's gone very well. I'm sure you're never satisfied, and we're a long way from the finish line. But how would you assess what's happened so far?
Yeah, well, I think everyone knows our non-conference schedule was a bear, and we were, you know, we really were challenged early and often. We played a lot of top 10 teams. We were, you know, short on a lot of those, and fortunately for our team, we didn't give up. We kept fighting. We kept practicing hard. We knew exactly where our growth needed to be, and it really helped us improve, and we've been able to continue to find ways to get better each and every day. And I'm proud of our team for that, for putting us in position that this is a big game, because we've been playing well. We've won games, and we just want to keep doing that.
Coach, before you go, and I know you got a game to get ready for, so we won't keep you too long, but it seems like every time we have talked, we go back and mention Pat Summitt, and it's just part of the texture and tapestry of college basketball to bring her up. And I know you want to focus on your team, but you also understand the importance of what you can't escape her in Knoxville. That goes without saying. But just for a moment before you go, reflect on this game, what it means, and the fact that honoring Pat continues on and will forever in this sport.
Right. Well, you know, we're coming out of the We Back Pat week, and you know, I think I'm so proud that that's an initiative that the SEC put forth to be able to continue to honor her, and not just her fight with Alzheimer's, but also it's just a way to keep her legacy alive. And yeah, I know there's a balance. There's a balance between the present and the past. But if you're in Knoxville, you're right. You're going to embrace that. And, you know, that was a mentor for me. That was somebody that I loved tremendously. And I think it is a really good thing for us to find opportunities to continue to honor her and remember who she was and remember why we have some of the things that we have now, because of people like Pat that came before and really fought for those opportunities.
Finally, you understand it. Obviously, you played for her, you coached for her. She was special in your life, which is an understanding. But what about your players now? They hear about Pat Summitt all the time. They see her statue. They can't escape it. But do you think they get what this is all about?
I think our players understand. I think they really understand the present. They understand the past and how important it is. We have a lot of alum coming back for the game. Our players understand that's important. They understand the legacy is a big deal here at Tennessee. And, you know, we've educated them so that they know what that history is. But also I think they understand they're writing their own history too. They're putting their mark on this program in their own individual way.
Coach, we'll let you get back to preparation for tomorrow. We'll be talking about it all day tomorrow as well. It's always great to see you. Thank you so much.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Kelly Harper joining us from Knoxville. And we will take a short break and come back with more of your phone calls.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5hourenergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5hourenergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%. This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Starts next week, Southern Hoops, a history of SEC basketball Monday night, and we'll talk to the director on Monday. And back to the calls, and what a great conversation with Kelly. Let's get back to our calls, and AJ is up next.
Hail CD Bound, baby.
How you doing,
Paul? Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
Are you familiar with the I know you're familiar with the movie Jaws.
Of course.
Oh, of course. And how did the old man, he was just trying to get a look at Jaws. He was just trying to see him, catch him, whatever, just trying to get him to the top of the water, right? But what did he have to do? He had to chum the water, didn't he?
I think he did, yes.
And so to address the guy that from Tulsa that's always calling in early in the show, he's a nice guy, and he said he loves The Last Hour. And I just wanted to point out to him that The Last Hour is great because the great white sharks wait for 3 hours on Paul to chum up the water so we can come in and attack. So, yes, absolutely. The Last
that
Hour
was
it,
the
is great the
great line.
Part.
The great line in Jaws, Robert, who was it? He said we're... Roy Scheider said he said to the other guy who was the shark expert, I think we're going to need a bigger boat when they saw the
I think we're going to need
it was,
a bigger,
I mean it was delivered so deadpan like we're about to die here.
Well, that's what happens. The great white collars of the Paul Feinbaum show, the great white sharks, they wait on The Last Hour to see how much chum comes in the water that Paul can Paul helps.
I like that word chum, too, because there's so many there are variations of what the word chum means. I mean, you would say
I
remember that word like when you were young, you'd meet some guy and he's one of my chums.
Right. Well, I tell you one definite definition of the word chum is we do not want Jim from Tuscaloosa to quit calling. We love him. Because we need that chum to swim across the water. We need that blood trail so we can we don't have anything. If Jim quits calling, Paul, we won't have nothing to eat on.
You're right. Yeah, he is definitely he's definitely good for shark food.
Hey, I tell you what. Hey, I'm gonna loan you $100,000 tonight. You got
okay.
Auburn, Texas A&M. Auburn's at home.
Yeah, I noticed that
the 29 game winning streak. Where are you going with it, Paul?
That line was pretty narrow. That line. Why is that line so small?
Well, I'll tell you what, with 29 game winning streak, you can put it on Auburn, then I'll do it. But I'm just trying to help you make some money. I know you're in the tide over there.
Yeah, things have been very difficult lately. I'll go with Auburn then if you want to put your money down, okay?
That's right. Okay, well, I appreciate you.
Well, you got it. Great to talk to you, old chum. David is in Colorado. Hello, David.
Hey, Paul. How's it going?
We are well. Thank you.
I just wanted to talk about the state of Colorado State football. It's not looking too great. Jay Norville has not been – I don't believe he's been doing his job. He didn't really turn the football team around like he said he was. And, I mean, like, I don't know. I got a nephew that plays varsity football. He threw for 2,000 yards last year. And – I mean, I feel like he could turn things around.
Well, I think he is turning things around. I mean, the reason why Prime was hired is that the previous coaches have been terrible. Cat Daddy is next.
Big Paul, you looking good and signing good as always. I got a couple questions I'd like to ask you. I missed most of the interview you did with Don, Coach Don Staley today, but I'm sure it was an excellent one as always.
It was.
That lady, she's wonderful. Yes, sir.
Yeah, we're here, Cat Daddy. We're not going anywhere.
Oh, all right. Well, what I wanted to ask you was, do you think all the people that support Legend are just Alabama fans or fans from other schools?
I think Legend has universal support by our callers.
Well, I'll admit he does a good what's that wrestler's name? Ric Flair impersonation. But let me ask you this too. As we get ready for this next football season and all the changes with the license agreements and this, that, and the other, what in your crystal ball do you see for the future of college football?
Well, I think the great unknown is what impact will the playoff have. I don't think it's going to be adversely affected. I think it will remain chaotic, which it is right now, but I think the game is bigger than all the problems that go on. Ultimately, Cat Daddy, when on Saturday afternoon or Saturday night, you as a fan, whether you're in the stadium or at home, are interested in what happens between those white lines. You're not worried about what coaches make, what players make, whether the integrity of the game has never been higher or lower. You want to watch the game. And I think the game will always win out.
Good answer. And if I ever get on a Family Feud, I want you on my team.
Well, I think there's, I've been there like many of you, talking about how different it is. Listen, of course it's different. If you're 25, it's different than it was when you were 15, and just keep going up the age chart, especially if you're over 50, the changes that you have seen, or over 60 or 70. But the game has gotten bigger and better. More people watch it every week. I mean, there's some issues with the playoff, but the NFL, for all the criticism it gets, and it gets a lot, was watched by an enormous amount of people this past weekend, and even more will watch it next. More people will watch the NFL, the NFC and the AFC championship games and watch any other program all year except one, and that's the Super Bowl. Nothing comes close, not even in the same time zone. And you know, why do we watch it? Because it's unknown. You don't know who's going to win. You don't know how unpredictable it's going to be. The storylines, and yeah, do I think betting has something to do with it? Of course. I mean, if you were watching the Buffalo, was it Buffalo? And who was Buffalo? Who was playing the game the other day? Yeah, Buffalo and Cincinnati, or there was another game where literally, I'm trying to remember. It was the game on Saturday. Was it Kansas City and Jacksonville? When the point spread was, I don't know what it was, you know, 5 or 6, and I can't remember exactly what the point spread was. It may have been higher than that, and the Jags kicked a field goal to with about a minute and a half left to cut the lead down to 7, and it blew the point spread. So people were hanging on. A backdoor cover there. The game was really not in doubt, but if you had a bet on the game, you were clearly watching it. Jackie is up next. Oh, Jackie Blue.
It's actually Jackie Fargo.
Oh, now you're talking serious there. You're talking about my boyhood hero.
I figured I'd get on with that name right there. But I got you. You know how a baseball player might come out and they've got his theme song playing when he goes up to the plate, or maybe a bull comes out, they always got that theme song?
Right.
Yeah, well, I got you three theme songs. You know, the other night Jim called in, just about called you just pure evil, didn't he?
He did. Well, he did call me that.
Yeah, well, I got you.
He said our studio is infiltrated by Satan.
Exactly. So I got you three theme songs I think you'll find pretty funny. This one's for Legend. When Legend calls, this right here needs to be playing when he calls. You're so vain. You probably think this song is about
Carly
you.
Simon.
You're so vain. So that one's for Legends. This one's for you. It's an old Rolling Stone song. Here you go. Doo-doo. Doo-doo. Hope you guess my name. Doo-doo.
Sympathy.
But what's puzzling you is the nature of my game. That's for you, Paul Five Bob. And this right here is for Jim. This right here, when he calls up, he can't help but call you. And why, I don't know. But this is his song. I hate myself for loving you.
Well, you got the classic rock down.
That's right. I tell you, I was thinking about that the other night when he was saying you was the devil, and I thought, man, golly, I'm going to have to quit listening to Paul Feinbaum.
I'm the devil in a red dress.
Exactly. Well, I thought I'd just call you that, but.
Well, thank you. Yeah, that was some great stuff, Jackie. I like being sympathy for the devil. Walter is in Georgia. Hey, Walter.
Yes. I was just going to comment that we were talking a little bit about tomorrow being the 40th anniversary of Bear Bryant's death, and I just remembered where I was at. I was working in Atlanta, and I guess it was an hour's difference because he died in Alabama, which was on Central Time, and I'm 76 years old, but it was like the day that John Kennedy was assassinated. You just, I had seen him at the beginning of the 1982 season. The first game was against Georgia Tech, played in Atlanta, and it was actually his birthday, September the 11th.
Right.
And he was had turned 69. They had a male and female student body representatives actually bring out a birthday cake to him shortly before the beginning of the game. And I had also seen him another time that they played Georgia Tech in Atlanta in 1960. I was about 13 years old at that time. But, you know, from that time in 82, 4.5 months later, you know, he was dead. It's just an unreal type thing. But I was going to ask Paul, you know, the Georgia fans have gotten so elated over the back-to-back national championships, but Alabama did beat them here in Mercedes-Benz Stadium in January of 2018. And this is a joke, but the athletic director, Greg McGarrity, after that game decreed that the Georgia training staff could not give the Georgia football team, there was one drink that they could not serve them. Do you know what it was?
Tell me.
Hawaiian punch.
That is great. Hey, Walter, thank you. Yeah, we are going to spend a lot of time tomorrow reflecting back on the anniversary. But I mean, we have been, all of us together have been through a lot of you know, really sad events, and they're all incredibly tragic in their own right. But this was an event that felt like time had stopped. And we'll talk about it tomorrow with some of the journalists who covered it and who have written about it. We'll take a short break, and we are coming right back.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/paul. That's hims.com/paul for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We've got Georgia and Tennessee coming up. And then Mississippi State and Bama. Mark is up next in Mississippi. Hey, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Mr. Feinbaum. Or good afternoon, good evening,
hey,
Mr.
Whatever.
Feinbaum.
It's all good to me.
Absolute honor to speak with you. Just wanted to make a comment about as far as Bear Bryant, the anniversary of his passing away. I went to Mississippi State in the early 90s, and the football coach there was Jackie Sherrill.
Oh, sure.
And I know he kind of comes off kind of gruff on interviews and whatnot, but just what I've heard you guys talk about Bear Bryant today, I actually met Jackie Sherrill at the Mississippi State golf course, and man, he walked into the clubhouse and he lit up the entire room. I thought I was a snotty nosed 19-year-old, and he walked up and the guy I was there with, he put his hand on each of our shoulders and said, "What's going on, boys?" and just lit up the whole room.
You know, Mark, some people have that charm, and not everyone does. And I mean, I'm talking about famous people, but Jackie is one of those, and I've been around him enough times to watch him. He's just got that persona, cool. Coach Bryant, a lot of his was just the physicality of him. You looked at him, I mean, this guy was just he was just a big guy, and you know, he had that cool that face with the craters of the moon on it. But he and the voice, but a really great story. Handsome Joe is up next.
Roll Tide, roll, Paul Feinbaum. And you know what? Hey, it's good to talk to you again, Paul. But first, I want to say this, Paul. Reason I haven't called in the last 2 months that had nothing to do with you. It's just I had a significant loss last year, and when it comes closer to Christmas time, it just hit me pretty hard. And
well, Joe, let me say this, and I'm aware of some of that, but I want to tell you how sorely you have been missed. We are delighted to have you back.
Well, I just called in just to get my feet wet a little bit. I'll get back in the groove, and if somebody make me mad, Paul, I'll get back in my groove again. I'm not even mad at Jim right now. But I heard the show Monday, Augie, and I want you to know, Augie, I'm praying for you, you know, that family, whatever's going on right there. But Paul, Christmas time, it's just, I've not even had a visitor at my place in at least 3 months now. And I'm going to call in earlier today, but I was over visiting my mom and dad. And I do go visit them, and that's pretty much about it. I visit the grocery store with my mom and dad, and that's pretty much it. I've just been kindly just watching high school sports here locally and just kind of getting back to my roots and just, dealing with it best way I can. But
But I'm doing much better now, Paul. And but anyway, man, it's been good. I've been binge listening when I can, because I've been having to do a little bit of job work and on my own stuff. In particular, my truck, changing brakes. But I've been trying to stay busy best I can. But Paul, I want you to know, man, it's good to talk to you, Paul. And I like this off season right now, because now's when you really get more callers and get to know their really personalities. And they ain't just about the ball games. I mean, you get to hear everybody's personality. And to me, that's what keeps me going through the off season is two things: Paul Feinbaum and NASCAR. And Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ is always right there no matter what. So,
hey, Joe, I'm asking you, don't take this question seriously, but between those three, is there any specific order?
Jesus Christ.
Okay.
He's always there.
Okay.
You can't always be there. NASCAR drivers can't always be there.
I was going to be very upset if you had NASCAR number one.
No. NASCAR would be three out of that. Because the good Lord's always with you. Uh-huh. You can talk to him no matter what. You're never alone as long as your best friend's God.
Right.
And then, God, family, you, and NASCAR. And I put Alabama fifth.
Crazy question here. Have you ever done any pastoring?
No, I've done some witnessing, though. I have. I don't do near as much as I ought to.
I'm not talking about you being the main guy, but I think you'd be good talking to people.
I do talk to people, Paul. I do a lot of messaging and on the phone talking to people. Yeah. I've had people that's been ready to end their life talk to me.
I think some people have that gift, and I think you have it, to be able to help people, to be able to talk about your faith and your devotion, and I think you could be very effective at that.
Well, I mean, sometimes it takes going through things to understand where somebody's coming from. I mean, if somebody's wanting to end their life, this is something I've tried before, so I can kind of understand what they're going through. Whether you've been to prison
empathy,
or whatever.
Joe, people that have never really gone through difficult times it's harder for them, it's more difficult for them to comprehend.
It is. And the number one thing is keep that faith in the Lord. There's always hope, and the sun's always shining at the other end.
Well, that is great to hear. It's been a pretty rainy, messy day here, but you have brightened our show up.
Well, I thank you, Paul. And hey, you brightened my life tremendously. And everybody in Red Bay. Everybody in here listens. Everybody in Red Bay listens to you now. Everybody does. And there's been some that asked me, why don't you call Paul again? I'm like, well, I'm just kind of just talking to the Lord right now. They don't really know, because I don't really talk to anybody about things that's going on in my life. I don't. I mean, I talk to you about more that's going on in my life than I do my own family. So, but anyway, it's great talking to you, Paul. Well, I'll get off here when you can talk to somebody else.
We want to hear from you, Joe. You be well. You take care of yourself.
I'll talk to you tomorrow, Paul.
Thank you,
brother. Roll Tide.
Got it. Roll Tide. Joe is back. Nick is next.
Hey, Paul Feinbaum out the South. I just listened to Joe's call. It was very inspiring to me. And I lost my brother back in April, had the full military funeral down in Pensacola, Florida. I went to everything. It was great. But Joe's call, it was a great call, Feinbaum.
Well, I tell you, I am really just thrilled that he is back on the show.
I am too. I miss Joe, and I was talking to Danny Brown, when I was on hold, waiting. I was talking to Danny Brown, I like Danny Brown. Me and him's good friends. We talk when I'm on hold waiting for you. And the last calls I had to you, I'm sorry for them. I was drunk and I was out of line. But I do love your show, Paul.
Nick, you got a great show.
I've been on your show for 10 or 12 years.
I think this is really the way we do things here, and not to use a golf
connotation or religious. But to me, whatever happened yesterday matters not. Everybody starts fresh every day, and we appreciate what you said. And sorry to hear about your loss a few months ago. We'll take a short break, and we are coming back. Final few minutes, straight ahead.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
We are officially out of time for this program. We appreciate all of you for being a part of it. Some really interesting guests today. We'll see you right here tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast. The Paul Feinbaum Show airs weekdays on the SEC Network, beginning at 3 Eastern.